Pierce slept part of the night. He was awakened at daybreak by the crowd that jammed the square below. The crowd had now swollen to more than 15,000 noisy, rough people, and Pierce knew that the streets would be filled with 10,000 or 15,000 more, making their way to see the hanging on their route to work. Employers hardly bothered to keep up a pretense of strictness on any Monday morning when there was a hanging. It was an accepted fact that everybody would be late to work, and especially today, with a woman to be hanged. The gallows itself was now finished. The rope dangled in the air above the trap. Pierce glanced at his pocket watch. It was 7:45, just a short time before the execution itself. In the square below, the crowd began to chant. "Oh my, think I'm going to die. Oh my, think I'm going to die." There was a good deal of laughter and shouting and stamping of feet. One or two fights broke out, but they could not be sustained in the tightly packed crush of the crowd. They all went to the window to watch. Edgar said, "When do you think he'll make his move?"
"Right at 8, I should think.
I'd do it a bit sooner myself."
Pierce said, "He'll make his move whenever he thinks best."
The minutes passed slowly. No one in the room spoke. Finally, Barlow said,
"I knew Emma Barnes. Never thought she'd come to this."
Pierce said nothing. At 8 o'clock, the chimes of St. Sepulchre signalled the hour, and the crowd roared in anticipation. There was the soft jingle of a prison bell, and then a door in Newgate opened, and the prisoner was led out, her wrists strapped behind her. In front was a chaplain reciting from the Bible. Behind was the city executioner dressed in black. The crowd saw the prisoner and shouted, "Hats off!" Every man's hat was removed as the prisoner slowly stepped up the scaffolding. Then there were cries of, "Down in front! Down in front!" They were, for the most part, unheeded. Pierce kept his gaze on the condemned woman. Emma Barnes was in her 30s and looked vigorous enough. The firm lines and muscles of her neck were clearly visible through her open-necked dress. But her eyes were distant and glazed. She did not really seem to see anything. She took up her position, and the city executioner turned to her, making slight adjustments, as if he were a seamstress positioning a dressmaker's dummy.